Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this, what day is it? Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day so far. The most powerful person in sports, I think we saw last night in the coach's booth during Monday Night Football. His name is Tom Brady.
Right? How was this allowed? I mean, he is an announcer for Fox. He gets privy information with teams that he's covering. Like the Chiefs met with him, the Eagles meet with him. They give the deepest, darkest secrets to broadcasters.
Yeah, and they're letting him go in the meetings now. I think they have to be virtual, but I mean, he's
– yep.
Which I don't really know. What does that do?
And now we sit in the coach's booth. I mean, it should be unallowed. You try to do that, it ain't happening.
Well
– they let him do that. And now he's announcing some global flag football tournament in March. Did you see this?
He's coming out of retirement to play in this global flag football tournament.
In Riyadh or in Saudi Arabia?
Riyadh season. Yeah. Yep.
For tens of millions, which is fine. I get all that.
Yeah, because, well, the Saudis are buying everything.
Yeah.
They got WrestleMania, you know, for billions.
Isn't there an NFL coach partaking in this, I thought?
They're going to own a team soon.
There are three teams in this flag football. I'll get you the list.
Yeah. Just go ahead and mentally prepare yourself. There's going to be a Saudi owner soon.
What? It happens. That's
because they're going to cut a check the size that the NFL has never seen, and Jerry Jones is going to go, I want it.
Right. Hey, there's a team here in Nashville you could buy that's going nowhere.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Here's $10 billion. And then, I can see now. Here's $10 billion. Here's a little million. Get yourself something for yourself. Extra million right there. But to see Brady, and I mean, look, all the stuff the Patriots did and Brady. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't like Brady because what happened with the Patriots with Deflategate and all that. That's fine. When you win all that, people are going to come after you. But just seeing him in the coach's booth last night, after all the consternation it was a year ago about him being an announcer for Fox and being privy to all information. You think he's not going to tell Pete Carroll what he found out from the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Of course he is. It's just ridiculous.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is the best example I got, so bear with me. In NASCAR, there have been, you know, like Denny Hamlin drives for Joe Gibbs Racing, but he is the co-owner of 2311. Now, they're both Toyota teams, but don't you think there's things from Joe Gibbs that he's taken over to his team?
So hold on.
Of course there is.
So he's doing a Dale Earnhardt.
Yes.
He owns a team but drives for another team.
Correct.
That is so confusing to me.
And that's how that's exactly right. Dale Earnhardt had Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, but he drove for Richard Childress. Then there's, okay, Brad Daugherty, the basketball player, right? Uh-huh. You know who?
Yes.
With the Cavs. I don't know if he does anymore, but for a long time he was a car owner. He owned a team, but he did TV for ESPN and for NBC covering NASCAR. So it was kind of the same deal that, you know, now I don't know how they, what they did with production meetings and stuff like that. But I mean, he was in.
Like he could go in and say, hey, whoever's using this different spark plug, maybe we should use that spark plug.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I default to Chase on racing because I don't know anything.
How much of a, and you might get mad at me for this, maybe a stupid question, but like, if Brady's in a production meeting with Andy Reid and they're who's the coach? Sirianni. And he talks to those guys. I mean, don't you think Tom Brady kind of knows stuff anyway?
He does, but if Andy Reid said, hey, this number 9 we got out of Nickel State, watch him. We got some packages for him. We're not talking about him. And then Brady goes back to Pete Carroll and says, hey, they really like number 9. They got this reverse pass they're doing. Things like that you would never know of. Now the teams, if Brady comes in, I'd be guarded. Like, I don't know, we'll play. I'd be very basic and bland about it. But the fact that he's privy to all this, no, man.
Yeah.
I have said in a few of those throughout in the career, and it's pretty open book, man. It's pretty open book.
Like, I know they tell you stuff.
And it's not bad. And so it's like, oh, wow. And then it happens in the game. You're like, Romo talks about it all the time. Like, hey, Jim, they told us about what's going on right there. And he knows what's happening. You're like, oh, that's cool. So, yeah, with Brady's
this.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't know, Jim. And so you see what Brady gets to have and do in these meetings. And it's just, it's power. He gets to do this. Chase McCabe can't do this. Nick Frazier can't do this, but Tom Brady can. And to me, he gets away with this because he is Tom Brady. That's it. Did you find out who the coach is?
Yeah, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Sean Payton. Three teams.
Untold, which is good. Look, I'm a big capitalist. Make all the money you want. That's fine. You know all that. I saw that and I was like, oh, this is interesting.
The players on the list so far are Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Max Crosby, Rob Gronkowski, Sauce Gardner, Myles Garrett, and others that are a part of the Fanatics Flag Football Classic.
What? They're playing?
Yes.
Sauce Gardner's going to play in this?
Yes.
That should not be allowed. What if he blows his knee out?
I think he'd be okay with blowing his knee out and having $250 million in his back pocket.
That's who's got paying these guys?
I'm just guessing. I mean, it's the Saudi money. They're probably paying them ridiculous amounts of money.
How is this allowed? How are you allowing to go? Like, I would not allow you to go across the street and produce another show. That's how valuable you are to me.
I'd probably have some say on that, too.
Right? I think I would be jobless.
That's how valuable you are to us, right? Sauce Gardner's pretty damn good.
Hey, I'm going to go work for Buck, but I'll still work for you, too. Yeah.
It's the same thing. I'm not letting my star guy go do flag football.
I think this Fanatics flag football thing's a little different because Fanatics has a contract with NFL, and even though it's not directly with full pads, it's in Saudi Arabia that's not really sanctioned rule-wise by the NFL, if that makes sense.
No, you have a contract. You have a contract. That's why a lot of these baseball players can't do certain things. I remember when Jeff Kemp played for the Giants, you're not allowed to ride a motorcycle. He rode a motorcycle. I think he broke his wrist or his ankle. He lied about it because it's in the contract. No, he's playing pickup basketball. That was it. And he got hurt playing pickup basketball. I would not allow you to do that. You cannot do that. Sorry.
Chase has mentioned it before. You'll see a Super Bowl in the Middle East.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. This is just a precursor to that.
I mean, WWE has just broken that mold by having they're sending the Royal Rumble this year, and the next year will be 27 will be WrestleMania. So 26 will be the Rumble, and then 27 WrestleMania will be over there.
Super drop $500 million. Here you go. Come on over.
Put a B on that. Take the M off and put a B there. Yeah, we're talking billions at this point. But I think Tom Brady is one of the most, if not the most powerful person in sports.
Yeah. I just, last night, seeing him in the coach's booth, I just started laughing. I was like, yeah, how expecting is this to see him in the coaching booth? Oh, well, I mean, that's what they get with him. So that's fine. Yeah, Tom Brady. He earned it. Six Super Bowl rings, or is it seven?
Mike said, you use Sauce Gardner as an example, not Christian McCaffrey. He gets hurt walking across the room.
Right? How many does Brady have? One? 2003, 2004, 2014, 16, 18, 20. Yeah, seven.
Yeah.
And he went to
six with New England, one with Tampa. Went to 10, I believe. 10,
that's right. Lost to the Giants and one to the
Eagles.
Yes, sir. Man, okay.
I wonder how many championship games.
I think from like 14 on, he went to every one of them. Something crazy stat that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Tom Brady. I mean, you see what it was and all those things of
14. So,
holy cow.
13 AFC and one NFC. Is that right?
That's correct. 13 with New England and then one with the Pats. The Bucks.
That's just a crazy stat. That's a crazy stat to go that many championship games.
Okay, here's another one. How many quarterbacks, he may be the only one, how many quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl in both conferences?
Oh, my goodness.
Starting quarterbacks.
I think he might be the only one. I'm trying to go back.
Because.
LA.
Trying to think of guys that left. Peyton won them both in the AFC.
Yeah.
With two different teams.
That's right. That's a great question. Now you got me trying to figure that out there.
Yeah. I think he might be.
All right. Here's something for you, quarterbacks. When Kirk Cousins returned to Minnesota on Sunday, which helped make him the fourth highest-paid player in NFL history, with his money guaranteed for the season, Cousins now made $321 million guaranteed NFL. Can you name the three highest-paid NFL players in history that have guaranteed money? And Tom Brady is not one of those. And they're all current playing quarterbacks.
All right, we'll answer that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Some Luke Combs bringing us back. Good stuff right there. All right, reset the question.
So, Kirk Cousins is fourth in all-time being paid, highest-paid player in NFL history. Guaranteed money. He's made $321 million and he's won one playoff game. There are three other quarterbacks who have made more than him that are the highest paid players in NFL history. Can you name who they are? These are the highest paid players in NFL history that have made the most guaranteed money.
Deshaun Watson.
He is not on the list.
Okay. All right. I thought that Haslam might have put him there.
Kirk Cousins is at number four.
Lamar.
Is not.
Really? But these guys are all active, right?
Every one of them.
Trevor Lawrence.
Here's the key to figuring this out. Veterans.
Okay. Good point. Jared Goff.
Is not on this list.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes.
Is not on this list. Veterans.
I know. Are those not veterans? I mean, this is the ninth year in the league for Aaron Rodgers.
Number one.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has made – how much do you think Aaron Rodgers has made in guaranteed money? He's the highest paid all-time NFL player.
And what was Kirk Cousins?
Fourth. $321 million.
$500 million.
$395 million Aaron Rodgers made. That's number one.
All right.
I need two and three.
Two and three.
Cousins. And they've won Super Bowls.
Okay. Well, that took one answer away that I was going to say. They have won Super Bowls. Joe Flacco.
Is not okay. On this list.
I'm thinking old. I'm thinking Super Bowls. Active. Hurts just won it. Mahomes, as you said, is not on the list.
Here's a hint for you.
Who else has won?
He was just in town.
Oh, Stafford.
Stafford is number two. He's made $384 million guaranteed money in the career. He's number two all-time highest paid NFL player.
Russell Wilson.
Number three. Russell Wilson comes in, has made $324 million. Remember,
I think I made that harder than it needed to be.
Right. Remember, Brady put a lot of money aside to hire guys. And a lot of that had to do, rumor was, who he was married to at the time.
Giselle.
Was making $100 million. So it's like Tom had to do that. Now, a lot of that was disputed and that wasn't true. But Tom deferred a lot of money to hire. Peyton did the same thing. You're paying $38 million. How about I make $26 million? We put $12 million back to go out and find guys, find me linemen to help me out, which is the very altruistic way, and it wins Super Bowls for guys. But Kirk Cousins, I mean, to $321 million, and you've won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
– right. I mean, you've won one playoff game.
Yeah, sorry. I was about to say, yeah, he hadn't won a Super Bowl. Shifting gears a little bit, because I just saw this, and this is, I guess, breaking news. So On Three reported earlier that Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia's attorney has set the stage to challenge the NCAA for a seventh season of eligibility. However, 11 minutes ago, Diego Pavia quote tweeted this and said, "Cap, this is my last year handshake." So he's saying that's not true.
Okay. 7 years in college football is a crime.
Yeah.
Unless well, then you're
It's not college football anymore.
It's not.
It's the minor leagues for the NFL is what it would become.
Well, and now the whole thing about junior college not counting for the 2 years or the 1 year that you go, and you're still – you have 5 years. Once you leave high school, you have 5 years to play for it. It's the way it always has been. And now it's like you got 10 years to play eight. It's just ridiculous. But the money's there. Diego Pavia knows he's not getting the money in the NFL, mm-hmm. which I'm shocked he'd get a – closed hand emoji, like, this is my final year. I'm shocked he's agreed to that. I am.
Yeah. I mean, I think if this year continues down the path that it is for Vandy, somebody will take a flyer on him. But he's, in my mind, he's not an NFL quarterback.
No.
No, he could be. I mean, maybe he, you know.
Go to Canada.
Maybe he does what Tebow should have done and becomes like an H-back, a tight end, you know, gadget kind of player.
He's tiny.
I know. But I'm just throwing stuff out there. But, yeah, he could go to Canada.
It's okay. Be a nice career up there. Make good money.
So the other day, I'm sitting at the bar with buddies and stuff, and we're just kind of shooting the breeze.
Friends.
And, we've seen, obviously, crazier things happen with college sports. And the topic came up of, you know, the NFL really needs to have a development league. We've talked about that ad nauseum, that there's – yes, there's Canada. Yes, there's UFL. But the NFL needs a minor league like you see with every other sport. You think about it. Like, you got the G League in basketball. You have the AHL and the ECHL with hockey. You have minor league baseball with single A, double A, triple A with baseball. The NFL doesn't have that. And I was a few beers in at this point, and I jokingly said, the way NIL is going, watch the NFL try and buy like the Mountain West or Conference USA and make that the minor league.
You could do that. I will argue a point that college football is your minor league.
Correct, but the only difference is, like, once your eligibility is done, your eligibility is done.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody owns your rights until you're done playing college ball.
Right.
That's the difference in other sports. Like in hockey – you know, Brady Martin, who just got drafted by the Predators, can go back to college,
mm-hmm.
but the Predators still own his rights. Like, you know, does that change with the NFL of like, hey, we're going to go ahead and draft you, but you're not ready, so you need to stay in college.
Why do you think the NFL needs a minor league system?
Because I think the quality of play is not good. I mean, there are guys that are on 53-man rosters that, no offense to them, don't belong on 53-man rosters, but it's the only way, because you got to fill out a roster, or you put them on a practice squad, but they're not getting better.
Well, there's always going to be bad teams.
Sure.
And that's been the way football has been for 100 years. So the bad teams are going to be there. I just don't think it's different for football, because you're still taking a pounding.
You
baseball,
are.
You're not.
Right. You are. That's fair. Hockey, you are. I would argue that AHL, I mean, granted, the speed of the NHL is different, but I mean, you're still prone to the same injuries and stuff like that in the AHL. But,
yeah, that's a good comparison.
But I have a solution. I don't know if I want to put it out there yet, because then somebody's going to steal it and, you know, Roger Goodell won't give me credit for it. But I've thought of a solution to it, because, again, I look at quarterbacks more than anything, that the quarterbacks need more developing, especially, like, if you think of guys that are drafted, like, third round down, of how much they would benefit. But to your point, okay, well, I don't want you going and playing a UFL. Like, you play college, then you play a spring season, and then you come for training camp. That's asking too much.
Yes.
But – I have an idea, and I will tell it to you coming up.
Okay.
We'll get on this for a second. Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. All right, so here's my developmental league idea for the NFL. Basically, what you do is you expand the rosters, the active roster, to 60, which I think they're going to do that anyway. You continue to have a practice squad of 16, but one of those has to be a quarterback. And that quarterback can be – basically, that quarterback is protected. That you cannot take that quarterback. He is yours as long as he's under contract. So he is a part of your practice squad. So what you do on game day, for instance, is you play the game at the NFL stadium. So this weekend it would be the Titans versus the Colts.
Okay.
All right. You play that game. On game day, you have inactives for whatever reason. Sometimes they're a healthy scratch. Sometimes they're injured, but you can – what is it? You can only have – is it 46 active players?
45, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, it's changed. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, so if you've expanded your roster to 60, maybe you have – let's say you have 47 active players or something like that. Anyway, so you have your inactives, and then you have your practice squad.
Okay.
After the game is over – you play a 30-minute game with between the two practice squads. That's your minor league.
After the game, Sunday.
Yep.
Let them play.
30 minutes.
God bless you, man. It's never going to happen.
Oh, I know it's never going to happen.
Can they play halftime like the flag football kids do?
All right, fans, let's give it up for your Titans practice squad.
Hell, the Nissan Stadium erupts louder for that than they do for the Titans.
Could you imagine?
Have it do there. There's just no Look, really.
There's not a perfect. So that's my point. That's my point. There's not a perfect solution.
And then you have guys, if the spring league, if you care about safety, there's not a spring league.
Yeah.
And guys can bounce up. You just can't do it.
I mean, you could do the other thing is, like, the NFL would have to invest in it with the idea of this is not going to make money. And, like, nobody's going to care about these games.
NFL's already out.
So the NFL's out. That's my point.
It's all about money. And they can't get a profit off that. They're not going
to
do it.
Now, I think where it could get to is basically, like, the other idea was you have the group of, like, you have some players that, okay, hey, you're not ready, but I'm going to take you in, like, a supplemental draft where I have your rights and you're still in college for a few years.
I do think we're going to see in the NFL, and they've tried to put it off for long enough, just exclusive running quarterbacks going forward, because there's not a lot of good passers in football anymore.
No.
So now there are going to be a lot more running quarterbacks that come into the game. There's just not good quarterbacks at the collegiate level that can throw the football. There's not. And, you know, you see this year with Cam Ward and Jackson Dart, and Milroe was good at Alabama. We'll never see him again. I mean, it just shows you. I mean, that's just really the disparity between good and bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you had like a Milroe, you know, be in it. I mean, to an extent, a Will Levis or, others that have, like, you like them and they're athletic, but you know, like, they're not ready to be a starter. That if they could have more time to develop, like Malik Willis is a great example of a guy. It would be so beneficial, but it's like, okay, when do they play?
When do they play? We brought up, is it Timmy Chang that played for Hawaii and threw for 15,000 yards? Why wasn't he successful enough for quarterback? He threw the ball, put up great stats, great yards. Just didn't have it, man.
Yeah.
Some have it, some don't. So the quarterback issue, that's why these guys make this money, because it is the most preeminent position in all of sports. I mean, a goalie in hockey is pretty damn good. What in baseball is comparable to a starting quarterback in NFL? Not really anything out there, right? What in soccer is comparable to an NFL quarterback?
A striker? The person that scores the goals?
Okay. How many of those are in the world that are elite?
20.
Is that many? Like, is Ronaldo a striker?
Yeah, he's a forward. Yeah.
Is Messi a striker?
He's a forward, yes.
Okay.
So, I'd say yeah, there's 20 elite ones, though.
Right. To his point, like, that's kind of like finding the elite quarterback. Like, you can probably count it on one hand.
Mm-hmm. There's probably good strikers out there. Ted Stryker from Airplane is a good one. But you'd have to be there are some good quarterbacks. But elite? I mean, elite is – that's why you're elite, because it's not, they don't grow them on trees, man.
Yeah, 100%. Look, you're not wrong. I mean, the elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now are Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Lamar.
We're leaving one out. Burrow. Herbert last night looked really good. Offense looked good.
Herbert, to me, the last few years has been Carson Palmer. The guy that, like, you want to put him in with Brady and Manning, but he hasn't done enough to really warrant that yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, Burrow at least has gone to a Super Bowl.
He has, back in 21. Yeah, and that's
– I mean, I don't consider Hurts an elite quarterback. He's just the right guy for that system.
He's been to two.
He's a good athlete.
He is a good athlete.
He's won a Super Bowl.
You're right. But the Chargers last night, I'm changing my mind after week two. I mean, I think that they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you texted last night that you
– They looked so good last night. Pursuing the ball. I mean, I look at guy like pursuit – on a defense is how well somebody wants it.
Yeah.
And I'm watching that Charger team last night, and there's like 5, 6, 7 guys going to the football. That's determination. And you take that, that goes a long way in winning football games. They were just so good last night.
You know what? Watching the Raiders, unfortunately, like their problems, their quarterback. They don't have a quarterback.
He threw it away on fourth down.
I know.
He did an Alvin Kamara versus Vanderbilt.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Stepped out of bounds at 4th and 8. Didn't Nico do that too in a game?
Yeah. He stepped out too quick.
What game did he – Arkansas. Stepped out of bounds and threw it out that way.
I think the Raiders have some players. They need Brock Bowers to be something. But I don't think they have the quarterback.
I desperately want the Raiders to be good. I mean,
that's a franchise that the NFL needs to be good.
Yeah.
Because you say the National Football League, you go, the Raiders. Like, there's a handful of teams that are the backbone of the NFL. Steelers, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, was the Redskins, now the Commanders.
Plus, they've been to one playoff game.
Vikings, Packers.
Since the Super Bowl in 02. So 22, 23 seasons, probably maybe more than that they have not been the one time in the playoffs. Yeah. And you want, again, that it's like I tell people about Gallatin High School football. Gallatin High School football in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the 90s was good. And high school football is better when they're good. And they've got a good team up there. So it's the same way. You like to see that, but the Raiders, that's something else. I guess the last playoff game win the Raiders had was over the Titans.
Is that right?
AFC Championship game, the 0-2 season.
Yeah, you're right.
That'd be it. It's the last one. Still mad about that game. Titans should have won that game.
Yeah, then it would have been Titans-Bucks.
Damn John Simon.
It would have meant Titans would have beaten the Bucks. I don't know. That defense is pretty good.
Defense was good. They're rolling. Although you talk about that, I love the behind the scenes, because we had Rondé Barber in here, and I said, did you guys know the Raiders plays before? He's like, we knew everything they were doing, because Bill Callahan allegedly never changed the terminology.
Yeah, he just used what Gruden used.
And so they're like, yeah, we knew. John Lynch would call every play out, and we knew everything they were doing. And so might have been different, because they might not know what the Titans were running at the time. Mm. God, that'd be 20 – I came up on 23 years. Good Lord, man.
Oh, by the way, here's another thing that I guess Callahan was asked about yesterday, was about, you know, adjusting at halftime, why other teams are better at doing that than you. And he kind of pulled it. Remember Peyton Manning a few years ago said, and it's on Twitter, I don't think I ever made a halftime adjustment in my entire 18-year career. It's the biggest myth in football, the halftime adjustment. You eat a couple of oranges and use the restroom. That's what Peyton said on the Manning cast one time. And Callahan kind of backed that up and said, you adjust as the game goes on.
Sure.
It's not just at the half.
Yeah, but I kind of That's Peyton, right? I get what he's saying, but sometimes you need, like, all right, to sit down with the guys as a group in the locker room and say, we got to do this. We weren't doing that. Let's do this. But he's correct. You make adjustments throughout the game.
Yeah.
So what did Peyton say again?
Well, here, you read it.
Oh, man, I was 18 years in the league. I don't make one adjustment. I had some orange slices and some Capri Suns. And I went out there and I just played. And I said, Coach Fulmer, I said, you got anything for me today? He said, Peyton, just go out and do the best you can. And then I called Coach Fulmer, and he's like, Peyton, today, go out and do the best you can. All right.
When did Phil Fulmer become Barney?
Damn it, Bobby. And Peyton's like, man, orange slices. I want some of that. And then go to McDonald's after the game was happening. Oh, and I don't think.
And when I got older, I got a cold Bud Light.
And he's like, yeah, shout out to Papa John's and Budweiser. Remember when he did that? I was like, yeah. You shill. What are you doing, man?
Was that when they won the Super Bowl in Denver?
Yeah. I'm like, he's talking about Papa John. It was so calculated. I'm like, shut up. It's as bad as when Drew Brees broke whatever record he did, and the cameras got around him, and he got down on one knee with his boys and says, boys, if you work hard and you fight obstacles, you too can do this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
that was a Monday Night Football.
Yeah, right? Come on. Just slap a high five and say, hell yeah, I did it, and I'm 5'9". Get out of there. But this calculated nonsense that Peyton did. Man, I got Papa John right here next to me. What about it, Papa John? And then he made some stupid comment. And he's like, I'm going with Budweiser now. Mom and Daddy, Olivia and Archie. Some crazy talk, man.
That is some crazy talk. That is for sure. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays plus the mashup. That'll be crazy, I'm sure. Here on the Tuesday edition, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on this Tuesday. Getting ready to turn things over to DVD here in just a few minutes. Trevor Maddich will join them today. Always good with Trevor, so looking forward to that. And we're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. But with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, first on the list we have, not fiber, Ann Bradstreet Day, so shout out to Ann. Collect Rocks Day is today, so if you like collecting rocks. People do that, they put them in a little tub or a bin, they can spin them and clean them, and it looks kind of cool. I don't know. Get Ready Day is today, so make sure you're prepared. International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer, so cool. Mayflower Day is today. Hey, shout out to the Mayflower. Forgot about that. Mexican Independence Day is today. National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Love me some cinnamon raisin. National Day of Prayer and Remembrance for the Victims of Hurricane Katrina. Yep, that's always good.
Was today, today was the day?
No, Katrina was like August 30th, 31st.
Yeah. Have you seen the Netflix doc? Pretty cool.
No, I want to watch
it's pretty
it,
sad, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying it's a...
Yeah.
To watch, a good watch. Yeah. Yep. National Guacamole Day. Guacamole. There we go.
Guacamole.
National.
Guacamole.
Yeah, I remember the Austin Powers. Guacamole, yeah, mole, right. Mole. Yeah. National IT Professionals Day. National nice. Stay
it's
away
like David
from,
James.
There you go. Hey, David. National Stay Away from Seattle Day. It's a bad day.
What's wrong with Seattle?
I don't know. It just says stay away. National Tattoo Story Day. Let's see. Step Family Day. Shout out to Theo Vaughn. Take a Loved One to Doctor Day. So take a loved one to the doctor.
That's good.
Teenage Workout Day is today.
How many days are there
There's
today?
There's a lot today. Let's see. Working Parents Day is today. Wrinkled Raincoat Day. Trail of Tears Commemoration Day. And last but not least, World Play-Doh Day. Do not eat Play-Doh.
All right, thank you for that.
So good,
good
though.
Lord. Take a deep breath, pal. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You have to get these within 2 years of their age. First up, actor Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley Jr.
He was on a few episodes of Better Call Saul.
57.
58.
76. Next up is Mickey Rourke.
65.
72.
73.
He's in the movie The Wrestler.
He is. Thanks for that. We didn't know that.
Don't be You're a welcome. Jerk.
All right.
If not, I'll make you disappear. Our next guy, David Copperfield.
I was going to say something. I'm not now. I'm going
to have to do with George Bush.
Yeah.
58.
63. 69.
Nice.
Dr. Crane, you go first here. Actress Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly.
I get yelled at by somebody because Chase gets to go first, and if he gets it, he gets the opportunity to go first. So they said, hey, switch it up.
Okay.
So I listened to the
populace. Who is that person that said that?
Just a friend. Thanks, Dale.
I like Dale. He's a good guy. We crashed his party.
Dale needs to mind his business.
He needs to shut his mouth, what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly sounds like she's like 58.
75.
67. Chase, you go first now. Richard Marx. Be right here waiting for your answer.
Well done. Richard Marx is 66.
71.
62. You know who Richard Marx's father was?
No.
Karl Marx. All right, Dr. Crane, you first. Molly Shannon from SNL.
Molly Shannon is 58.
47.
61 from the Schwitty Balls commercial. Actress Chase, you go now. Amy Poehler.
52.
56.
54. That's a push. Dr. Crane, you go first. Flo Rida. Can you name a Flo Rida song?
My House.
Yeah, I can't name one off the top of my head, but if I listen to one, I could tell you.
Thanks.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
It's with T-Pain, isn't it?
Yeah. It's called Low.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty got low. Yeah, that's right.
Did you drop that shouty in there?
No, okay. Shouty, yeah.
Shouty,
yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go
what up, shouty?
51.
48.
46. We're tied at one. All right, we got a game now. Everybody's on the board. Let's go down a few more here and see. Oh, you should get Chase. You go first now. Nick Jonas.
You know I love Nick Jonas.
You do. God, you do.
Aren't they going to be here? I think they're here soon. He is 37.
39.
33. It's tied at one. We're still going down here real quick. Former TV weatherman Mark McEwen was on the CBS Morning Show. Mark McEwen.
Is that thunder or is that your heartburn, indigestion going again?
Stop it. It's both.
He is 81.
80.
71. Country singer Terry McBride.
63.
64.
67. Singer Mark Anthony. Chase, you go.
44.
40.
57. Dr. Crane, talk show host Tamron Hall.
58.
64.
55. All right, Bert, sports birthdays now. Chase, you go first. Robin Yount.
Robin Yount is 58.
52.
70. Dr. Crane, Oral Hershiser. What's a terrible first name?
71.
67.
67, exactly. Chase is up 3-1. Chase, you go now. Tim Raines.
58.
55.
66. Dr. Crane, you go first now. Mark Bruner, tight end for the Steelers.
Bruner. 60.
71.
53. Our last birthday, Chase, you go first. How old? Chase up 3-1. How old is Bryson DeChambeau?
Oh, the golfer. He is 40. I'll say 40.
DeChambeau is 32.
At the buzzer, he is 32. Nice. We're tied at 3.
I knew that was too
much. And we go until tomorrow. Good job, guys.
All right. That is going to do it for we got the mashup real quick. And a happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe. 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos.
Like, he can go in and say, hey, whoever is using this different spark plug. Maybe we should use that spark plug.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't.
I default to Chase on racing because I don't know anything.
Is there, like.
You go. Yeah. I'm falling right behind you, man. I'm not staying. You go, I go.
Dr. Crane just sits there and goes, well. I guess I'm going too.
Pizza's for everybody.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Pizza?
What kind of pizza?
Oh, Neapolitan style. You know, you can do your traditional margarita.
Still doesn't get it.
No, he still doesn't get it.
What is your side hustle?
Oh, yes. Nico's Pizza and Subs. Yes, that is my business. Yep.
God bless you, man. You are so innocent that you're damn adorable. Like, he could go in and say, hey, whoever's using this different spark plug, maybe we should use that spark plug.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I default to Chase on racing because I don't know anything.
Is there like
they lied to us?
That was Rand. He slept during the time.
Right. You know. Rand, wake up. We got a draft. What? What's going on now? I got to do my CBS Sports hit. I'll be back in a little bit.
And I'm going to say Drake or Kendrick.
So what did Peyton say again?
Well, here, you read it.
And I went out there and I just played. And I said, Coach Fulmer, I said, hey, you got anything for me today? He said, Peyton's go out and do the best you can. And then I called Coach Fulmer and he's like, Peyton, today, go out and do the best you can. All right.
When did Phil Fulmer become Barney?
Damn it, Bobby.
When I got older, I got a cold Bud Light.
And he's like, yeah, shout out to Papa John's and Budweiser. You know, if you add an O to char, what is that?
Charol.
How did I miss the Barney comment?
I was actually really disappointed because I thought you would have laughed when I said that. You just kind of ignored it.
Oh, that's the best thing ever you've said on the station. Oh, my, I'm dying on that.
Oh, that's going to do it for us today.
Oh, we like to have fun on the show, guys. You know that. But also at the end of the show, we tell you guys out there, if you're struggling, please talk to somebody. We tell you all the time. There's avenues to reach out, talk to people on your cell phone. You can call 988 right there. Go to thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe show. There's information right there on how you can get professional help. We tell you all the time, our world is a better place because you are here and you are doing awesome. And I want you to know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. 102.5 The Game.